When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
I find that communicating faith is one of the hardest things in the world. And that's what I want to do. And that's what I need to do. Communicating faith. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. So that tells us that we are misjudging God many times. We say, hey, is he going to do this? Is he able to do this? Oh, will he do this? Unbelief. People say, oh, there is a big church where a lot of people go. But what are all that lot doing in the week? Is there anything contagious about their faith? No. Here is Abraham, and soon Sarah, that was laughing out of unbelief, was laughing out of joy as a mother. By faith, there should be a contagious faith. Now, when I see certain people always so pessimistic, fearful of this, fearful of that, and so on, I say, how does anybody live with these people? They won't do much, but all the time they're talking about this fear or that fear. How does anybody live with such people? It must be terrible. You know, friends, with a scripture like this before you, how infectious and powerful your faith should be, far above all principality and power. My Lord can handle this. My Lord knows how to handle this problem. You see, doesn't he? Doesn't he know? Can't he do it? Well, you know, this kind of undelivered goods. You know, we promise great things, but we don't deliver. What's the good of that? Who would want to come again to a place where people promise great things and yet they don't deliver? Are we dealing with a God who does not deliver? In the mountain of the Lord there shall be deliverance, says the Bible. They that call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered, says the Bible. And what is this? You know, friends, the contagion of faith, one can never say what it will result in. There was a woman going to see her guru for some special worship. On her way in the public bus, transport bus, someone met her and said, look, tragedy upon tragedy has hit you and hit your family. What you need, you will get, if you just go there and hear God's word. And the girl came. Oh my, her only child had died. Her husband had died, a young widow, left helpless at the mercy of people who were out to plunder her. At such a time when she heard the word of God, how she became a worker for the Lord. Infectious faith. Now think of all of you. You're interacting with such a lot of people. Faith begets compassion. You know, there are certain scenarios which knock me out completely. I say, I can't take such a scenario of suffering. I find it so hard to just to watch or to even become aware of the sufferings of others. But some people are just hard people. That's all they are. They're indifferent, hard, lacking in compassion. You call them selfish bunch or whatever. That's all they are. And yet, ostensibly, outwardly, they are supposed to be Christians. So we are talking here of a faith without compassion. Can you have a faith without compassion? That's not possible. You see, today in certain parts of the world, you know, you're all the time hearing about China and India and the big jobs and people resigning out in the West and going to take up those big jobs, high-paying jobs, and so on and so forth. But the outcome of it is moral decay. You know, the partying style of life, the drinking that goes on. You see, they're self-destructing. That's all they are doing. And soon they will not be able to focus on their work. Their families are around the edge. They have got huge salaries, big qualifications, this, that, and the other. But none of them is satisfied. They're not happy. And in such an atmosphere, what kind of family will there be? Nothing but a sad family. A sad family that is ready to dissolve and break. Now, therefore, we have this apparent prosperity in one side of the world with all its attendant tragedies, human tragedies and wrecks, moral wrecks. And on the other hand, you have a declining Western civilization, which is heavily in debt. Can you think of this? That China and Russia can bring America to its knees if they withdraw their money from the lending process to America. That's it. The total collapse. But of course, with the collapse of that country, there will be a domino effect around the world, and the whole world's economy will crash. And just think of this. The Bible says the borrower is servant to the lender. So when the lender begins to call the shots, Western civilization is ready to crumble. Folks, at such a time, what kind of faith should we have? We should have an infectious type of faith, a faith that spreads, a faith that radiates life and hope. What a miserable kind of faith we have. All the time worried about our own little pie. What did you call it? The faith which Jesus gives? Mark you, I was seated last week in a magistrate's court. By the way, I was not charged with any offense. I had to declare that I was the editor of a new magazine and so on. One of the court officials suddenly recognized me, a total stranger, of course. He came to me and he greeted me, and we were talking in low voices. One of the other officials seated in front possibly overheard us. And he rose up from his seat and he came back and took the seat next to me and just began to pour out his heart. Right there, I had to talk to this man a few comforting words and invite him to come and hear God's word. The only hope. I do not know in what strange places your faith should be communicated. That's the need. Those are the neediest people. And if we don't have a faith which is contagious, if we don't have a faith which is radiant, then what's the good of that faith? So the Bible tells us that laughing Sarah, who found it so difficult to believe, became the joyful possessor of the promised child. And the Bible further tells us that Jesus was born in the lineage, into the family of Abraham. See that, what a preparation God had to make. And out of whom? Out of a heathen man, out of a laughing Sarah, who found it so hard to believe. Yes, God is able to do it even in us, in spite of all our negative factors. That is the way that faith works, takes hold of God, and we anchor our faith and our hope in the Word of God. We have to bring in hope where there is no hope. Let us pray. Tell God in your heart, Lord, am I just a tribal person doing what others around me say, clannish person, what the clan says, what my circle of friends say, or do I go by the word of God? We need to be awakened to do my duty faithfully, with compassion, with a contagious kind of faith, to render an account to you of our stewardship. We ask this in Jesus' almighty name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.